I'm Richard, the marketing campaign manager for Spotlight UK.
And what do you guys do?
So we're a marketing automation platform. When it started out, it was an email platform. Since that time, we've added website visitor tracking, website personalization, social media management, all those kind of tools that to manage your online marketing one platform basis. So when someone comes onto your website, you know where they've come from, you work out who they are, and then you send them off through other channels, whether that's through email, whether that's through PPC, re-engagement, whatever else that comes from. But you can do that all in one platform is the what we're driving towards building.
Many times this has been predicted, so I'll ask you this in the most confrontational way that I possibly could do. Is email dead?
No, of course it's not. I mean, you said it yourself. If I had a pound for every time I'd heard it, I wouldn't have to work.
People love predicting the downfall of things that never do.
I mean, marketers, and I'm going to fully include myself in this, marketers are magpies. They're like, ooh, shiny new thing, ooh, TikTok, ooh, you know, paid out, everything. Email, people, it's not that exciting most of the time, but it works. That's the thing that people miss. Like, it's just this workhorse that keeps delivering day in and day out. The one thing I said, like, what other medium can you contact pretty much anyone you can think of on? Like, my grandma's not on TikTok. You know, my niece isn't on LinkedIn, but they both have email addresses.
Yep.
There's very few we're getting such a fragmented scape where there's very few platforms you can reach everybody, and email's pretty, I mean, snail mail is there as well, but that's not something in Spotlight's kind of wheelhouse, so I'm not going to touch on that particular. But in terms of online digital, email's pretty much the only platform you can get hold of absolutely anybody you want to. And we know that it delivers. It still has an ROI. It's still something like 43-1.
Wow.
So it's not dead. It's just not as exciting as all the other stuff that we love to go and play with.
Magpies, absolutely. Obviously, it has changed and developed over the years. I remember the first time that I ever sent an email. It was quite a painful process back then. It's go back a long time. What kind of predictions, what are you expecting to see in the world of email marketing over the next couple of years?
So, I mean, the one that's attracting us attention now is DMARC, which is the basis of these changes that Yahoo and Gmail have brought in,
yeah.
Which is another layer of authentication, because that's the thing, like email, again, very low barrier to entry. So, you know, the scam emails are out there. They exist, unfortunately, and
yep. You
have to try and stamp them out as much as you can. But ultimately, you've got to just be aware of it, that those kind of things are in your inbox. So I think we'll see people come realizing more of the value of them, because DMARC should, if these changes do what they're supposed to do, and they seem pretty well thought out from the way I understand them and how they're being implemented so far, you will get less spam in the inbox. The inbox will be it will be a cleaner, neater experience. It will have more value in it. So people, I think, will come back to email a lot more. They'll find it because they'll see it. And of course, every time Google rolls out an update, it's a good catalyst for people to talk about and think about it and go, oh, okay, yeah, so I do get a lot of rubbish emails, but this is how I can tell they're better ones. And if we can get that into place, it'll do a lot better.
How important then is personalization as we move forward now in email world? I remember getting marketing emails that were "Hello, customer," and other such things, and every so often still get one that's "Hello, brackets, first name, close brackets."
Oh, God, yeah.
But it's kind of changing, and that's moving forward as well, isn't it now?
It is, and I think part of it is people waking up to the kind of data that is available to be used for personalization. Like, as you say, "Hi, first name," it's a start, but if "Hi, first name, here's our new resource for teaching assistants," it's not relevant to me. Like, the fact you've called my name doesn't give you any brownie points.
Yeah.
When we talk about personalization, as long as you're thinking about personalizing the content of the email, personalizing even the style of writing,
yeah. And
say, okay, we're pitching to a small legal firm, they're super busy, they need to know this, 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 and this about legal compliance for emails. Or, oh, we're pitching to a creative agency, they need to know this about visual identifications or how you can embed media into emails. That's still personalization of changing how you talk, what you talk about, how you talk about it.
Yeah.
And if people are smart about using the data that they, and I mean, the data is there, because even if it's just the industry someone's in, or you can use geography to Marketing Showcase, prime example, we're in Sheffield at the moment, they'll be in Leeds, they'll be in Manchester, they'll be in Twickenham, so they can personalize on that geographic data as well.
Yeah.
If they use that data in a smart enough way, personalization's really, really powerful. But if it's just hi first name, then you're missing a trick.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Two little letters that I've got to ask you about, which have been the basis of probably every conversation that I've had with people today, which are A and I, right, and how they fit in the crazy world that is marketing. How do you see them fitting in with what you do and the challenges that your clients and customers have?
We're already starting to use it ourselves a little bit text-based content generation, I think, is the use case that people are most familiar with, and we have tried that ourselves.
Yep.
And it works because there's so many different ways you can say things, so many ways you can explain products, and actually having the AI to be able to say, oh, I've never thought of that phrase before, that works. There's only so many ways you can phrase it. Visually generative AI, I don't quite see it from a spot of how we would make use of it. I'm sure there is a use case for adding the visual elements to emails, moving away from whether it just becomes the new stock photo or not. I don't know, but then AI to analyze your results is probably the biggest one where it's going to have the real impact of saying, you know, actually, if you send this email at 5:03 instead of 5:00, you can get a 20% increase in click-throughs.
Yeah.
And trying to, especially for email, we send millions of emails a year, trying to analyze that data and look through. If there's an AI tool that can make recommendations on that, that's where it's going to be really packed. The content generation thing is almost a sideshow compared to that.
Brill, if anyone wants to find out more about you guys and what you do, what's the best way for them to do that?
Spotlaw.co.uk is our website. Come and see us there. You'll find us all the usual business places, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and come to some more marketing showcases. We'll be at all of them this year. It'll be great to see you.
Well said. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.